when we preserve clarity by relying on it, we get a real sense of its openness. And this openness is inexhaustible. It doesn't have a destination. Clarity is not a state to get into. It isn't a destination where a special state will happen, and then it will just be like that from then on. Clarity is inexhaustible openness of all points of view, right here and now, spontaneously self-releasing, with no possibility of keeping them in place. No possibility of keeping them in place. Only clarity is unchanging, indestructible. The points of view can't be kept in place, even if we try. Heaven knows we've tried a lifetime to do something about those points of view. However, they just keep coming. It's life, it's human life. Here we are, our precious human existence. Here we are, and we embrace it with clarity. Embrace it completely with clarity. Now, for each of us, no matter who we are, we have all kinds of thoughts, feelings, emotions, and other experiences. In balanced view and great freedom, we call thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences points of view. So for each of us, we have many points of view. We have points of view we've shared with others, and we have points of view we have never shared, that we wouldn't want anyone to know. And so by relying on clarity, we allow all these points of view just to be as they are. And in that, it really opens up the playing field, because all the points of view we've been trying to avoid or replace are just allowed to be as they are. And so we might see that we have some thoughts and emotions that, and even sensations that we've never had before, some experiences we've never had before. In clarity, we find over time a sense of complete trust in clarity, to be as it is, no matter what is occurring. And so we develop a fearlessness from this, the ability to be unflinching in all circumstances. And so when the beneficial qualities and activities of clarity are talked about, this is what some of those qualities and activities are. The ability to be fearless and unflinching. The ability to know what to do. In other words, skillful means. What exactly the skillful means are that are needed in a specific situation. We come to see that within us, each one of us, we have complete mental and emotional stability and clarity. Complete mental and emotional stability. An insight that is deep and profound, that is based on reality. It's based on the instinctive recognition that there isn't a single point of view that has an independent nature. That is profound insight into the nature of existence. All of existence, not just you and me. So even though this is a simple practice, it is incredibly profound. It's juicy. Nothing is left out. everything as it is, practiced everywhere as it is. Once we're introduced to clarity, we have instinctive recognition of clarity. That means it does not require thought or reason. Just the simple openness of clarity is recognized, not as a thing, as obvious in all experience, Openness, the spontaneous presence of clarity, the obvious presence of clarity, clarity view in all points of view. The great indivisibility that this ensures, the unavoidable bind of clarity intelligence. We couldn't get into it or out of it if we tried. It simply is. It is right here. Our nature, our only nature. Recognizing our only nature as it is. Protector, guardian, and friend. Always. 24/7. Day and night, every kind of circumstance imaginable. Who knows what'll happen to us? Anything could happen. Clarity is a great life insurance plan. The best investment. Yeah, that's the truth. I've had the honor and privilege of being involved with this organization for 9 years. It's in its 9th year now. And to see the Four Mainstays in action around the world, to see people really uniting together as a global force and influence from clarity is very, very powerful. It's wonderful to see the opportunity that this presents for all of us to really utilize the intelligence we were born to exhibit, that we were born to demonstrate. To match up the way we look at ourselves with the way a physicist looks at an electron, a proton, a neutron. When we look at ourselves in a similar way, when we reduce what's going on with us to its lowest level of abstraction, its most detailed explanation, this is what we find, the view and points of view. The view and points of view. Points of view, positive, negative, and neutral, automatically divvied up. Without us doing anything about it. We have just trained ourselves this way. And with those points of view, indulge, avoid, replace, or clarify. That's the fourth choice. The great clarification of our existence, of who we are, of what we're about. So you see, we look at ourselves as we are, as we really are, an open intelligence. Clarity intelligence is an open intelligence, including all data, all data. The first short moment empowered in an afflictive state, say we've never been able to have any kind of openness in an afflictive state, but all of a sudden there is an afflictive state and there is a moment of openness in it. That is what the experience is that we need to rely on, that decisive recognition in that moment of affliction. That gives permission for more and more openness, more and more clarity view in the afflictive states, in the very negative states. Negative thoughts, emotions, sensations, other experiences. We get a clear view. It's impossible to have a clear view when we're enmeshed in points of view. It's in points of view, it's scary. The world's scary. We're a little scary. and everyone else seems kind of a little scary too. However, with the clear view of ourselves, things start to clear up all around. Pervasive openness. We see what's really going on. And not only that, we clearly see what we can do about it. It all rests naturally with us, first of all. That incredible self-benefit given through the clarity empowerment. With each one of those afflictive states, empower those afflictive states, empower them. A time will come if you are unable to rely on clarity now in afflictive states. A time will come when you can. The short moment of obviousness will lead to pervasive obviousness. As clarity is always on already, see, we already know that intellectually. And so it's a matter of the shift to instinctive recognition of that at all times. With 100% commitment, that is guaranteed to come about. It's no great magical thing. And in another way, it's wondrously magical. It's so simple, so primal, so totally direct. Freedom in immediate perception. It's so real, complete perceptual openness in every experience. This is the way everything is recognized already. Through short moments, we just get accustomed to what we already are, to our power. The power of our beneficial qualities and activities. when points of view fill our mind, speech, body, qualities and activities, then they're all wrapped up in that. When clarified, they become great sources of power. Self-love, the ability just to let our points of view be as they are, whatever they are. To just one afternoon in the park, sit down under a tree and let that point of view that you've never wanted to have, that you try to keep pushing away, just sit there and let it be as it is. Clarity's obvious. There couldn't be a point of view without clarity. So clarity's already obviously there. Protector, guardian, and friend. Powerhouse of beneficial qualities and activities. Already there, empowering the whole situation. Simple, very, very human and direct. Short moments are spontaneous in quality. They spontaneously come along at first. And what is noticed is that really clarity doesn't just take care of one point of view. Somehow it takes care of a lot of points of view once it's recognized. Everything starts to open up easily. There's no rush. So, you know, if you feel stuck, well, clarity's right there in that stuckness, blazing bright with profound insight. By relying on clarity, the profound insight is gonna change, that's guaranteed. So I've never talked to anyone who's been stuck forever. That would be entirely impossible. So due to the law of impermanence, it would be impossible to stay stuck forever. So even though we may feel like we could be stuck forever, stuck in clarity, it'd be okay. Yeah, that's really okay. It's really a matter of growing comfortable with allowing everything to be as it is, just to be as it is within ourselves and not needing to change a thing, not a single thing. Opening up to the wisdom power, the beneficial power we have within us that shines so bright. Shining brightly in the stuckness. This is really life just as it is. And out of this simple commitment, short moments of clarity until obvious, the hum of bliss arises naturally. Not bliss as some kind of ecstatic state that removes one from all of life, but the hum of bliss, the simple hum of clarity bliss, the all rightness and okayness of life. The reality of happiness for every single one of us, no matter what's going on.